Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Concerning Sunnah Salah, if a musafir is stationed in some area and not in a hurry, it is inappropriate for him to omit the Sunnah Salah, especially in the case of the Sunnah of Fajr Salah. If he is in a hurry or in an inadequate surrounding, he may omit the Sunnah. A musafir has the choice of fasting and omitting the fast whilst he is travelling. However, the must fast will have to be kept after he returns home. If a musafir is travelling, it is mustahab and preferable for him to call out the azan and iqama before performing the salah. If a person, for some reason, he cannot call out the azan, it will be permissible for him and suffice for the iqama to be called out only. Some du'as pertaining to travel. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite the following du'a when he intended to travel. Allahumma bika asulu, wa bika ahulu, wa bika asir. Translation: O Allah, with your assistance to attack the enemy, with your assistance to abstain from evil, and with your assistance do I travel. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite the following dua when leaving the home with the intention of travel. Amantu billahi, i'tasamtu billahi, tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. The translation: I believe in Allah, remain attached to Him and rely on Him. There is no power to abstain from sin, nor any ability to do good except with the help of Allah. May Allah ta'ala give us the ability to make amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أستغفر الله.